You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome to the NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Rob Stats-Guerrera. It is Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. On Wednesday, the biggest story was clear. There is a new highest paid linebacker in the NFL, and his name is Frederico Anthony Warner. Congratulations, Fred Warner. The 49ers linebacker has reached an agreement with the team on a 5-year extension worth more than $95 million, including $40.5 million in guarantees. Now, we don't know the specific details, but still, that is a nice bag for Fred Warner. He is now tied to the 49ers through the 2026 season. He was Pro Football Focus's number one player in the NFL under the age of 25, and the contract now gives the 49ers the highest paid left tackle in Trent Williams, the highest paid tight end in George Kittle, and now, like I said, the highest paid linebacker in Fred Warner. Although, that may not stand for too much longer because Ian Rapoport of NFL Media says Colts linebacker Darius Leonard is expected to sign a deal worth more than Warner's. Adam Schefter tweeted it's expected to be a 4-year deal worth north of $19 million per year. One more quick 49ers note before we move on. They announced the signing of third-round draft pick Trey Sermon to a 4-year contract. Speaking of contracts, Ian Rapoport also says the Browns are taking a, quote, wait-and-see approach when it comes to quarterback Baker Mayfield's next contract. He says he wouldn't be surprised if other QB deals get done first, with Baker's deal getting finalized after Cleveland takes care of running back Nick Chubb and defensive back Denzel Ward. Now, if you remember, Ward and Baker were actually drafted in the same year in 2018. Baker, of course, went number one overall. Ward went number four overall. Pretty good round, I would say, that year for the Cleveland Browns. And Denzel Ward has been one of the best defensive backs in the entire league since he was drafted. So they definitely need to get a deal done with him. Although I'm not sure if maybe quarterback shouldn't be first on their list. One quarterback who doesn't need a new contract is Tom Brady. He recently told Jim Gray on SiriusXM that he's open to playing beyond his current deal with the Buccaneers. Quote, I felt for a long time I could play until I was 45 years old, Brady said. This year I'll be 44, which naturally takes me to next year, and I've got a 2-year contract. We'll see what happens beyond that. Brady said, of course, he's got family concerns to consider, and at this point, he just wants to get to 45 years old and see how he feels, but he didn't close the door. Not surprising, considering how Tom Brady has been a professional football player for more years of his life than he hasn't. Think about that. Drew Brees never made it to 44 as an NFL quarterback. He retired this year at 42 after so many seasons with the New Orleans Saints. But if Nick Saban had his way, Drew Brees never would have gotten to Louisiana because he would have wound up in Miami. For some reason, Nick Saban continues to say that he was overruled by the Dolphins doctors when it came free agency in 2006. Saban says he knew he was leaving the Dolphins when they didn't sign Drew Brees. Quote, we were going to sign Drew Brees as a free agent. Dr. James Andrews operated on his shoulder, and I went to Birmingham to see him, and he said, it'll be fine. Our doctors failed him on the physical. Drew was there to sign with us. Saban continued, I decided right then when that happened, we don't have a quarterback in the NFL. We're not going to win. I'm getting out of here. I'm not staying here. I'm not going to be responsible for this. That doctor didn't know his ass from a handful of sand. Drew Brees plays 15 more years, wins a Super Bowl, goes to 9 Pro Bowls, and we didn't take him in Miami where he wanted to go. Some things you can't control. Now, I'm sorry, I find it hard to believe that Nick Saban didn't get full control with the Miami Dolphins. I mean, why didn't he control it? The man has won 6 national championships, yet he's still trying to win an argument from 2006. Nick, let it go. You made a mistake. You went with Dante Culpepper. You chose the wrong horse. It happens. Nobody bats 1,000. You're a fantastic college football coach, maybe the best ever. You were a fine NFL head coach. There's no shame in that. But to continue to try and push this narrative that somehow Drew Brees was stolen from you or denied to you when you were the grand poobah with the Dolphins is just simply not reality. It's kind of sad that you're still hung up on this. You're the only one still talking about it. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Thursday, July 22nd. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. We are smack dab in the middle of our divisional previews. We will keep them coming for you right up until training camp, which is next week, by the way. It's the perfect time to follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss anything, like I said. If you like what you hear, please leave us a rating and a review as well. It doesn't take much time for you, but it makes a big difference for us. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.